Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do another show talking about the lightship, about healings, and I guess we'll just start off right off the bat here with a chakra alignment, and then we'll talk about our topics. So this way you're able to be a little more connected to yourself, to your energetic system. So again, just sit back and relax. The lightship does this for you. All you have to do is just show up. So here we go. So going to your heart center, I'm going to reposition that for you. Wonderful. That looks good. Well, this is a good group tonight. You're right on. Fifth chakra, perfect. And third eye, feels very good. Power chakra, just a little bit of energy there. We have to move. Second chakra and first chakra. Wonderful. We'll do an opening now, going to your heart center. So we're going to increase the size of your heart chakra. We normally go body width for everyone. That way you can have more energy moving throughout your body for healing. So here we go. Heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to open it up for you all. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. And now we're going to the fifth chakra. Spin, 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 open. And sixth chakra. That's your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going back down to your solar plexus, your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay, so all of these shows are geared for and to help you to regain your spiritual identity. And putting that another way is to get you into your body for ascension. And another way of putting that is to get you into your body so you can have more, in one sense, psychic awareness around you, so you can be more plugged into your divinity. So this is where your spirituality actually starts and ends, is being with you in your body. If your spirit's not with you, then you're just not home, and you're not able to connect to the divine. So this is the whole aspect of this show, is to help you to understand how to do this. And we do many, many healing sessions in order to help you get more into your body to regain your spiritual identity. So, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wednesday night, and it's very, very good to be here with you. This week we're talking about reclaiming our spiritual identity and our integrity, and we had a wonderful show on Monday about the spiritual integrity of the masters and how the masters, saints, and angels are able to come to us and what they are dealing with as well as we are dealing with in terms of the energy from the Galactic Federation. And we talked about how, unfortunately, the Galactic Federation, who are our spiritual overseers, have not held 100% light, and they've allowed darkness energy to come in, and so we're all dealing with that. And so if you didn't get a chance to catch that show, definitely go into the archives and listen to it, because Ron was really speaking a lot of truth from his heart on that particular show. And I apologize, we have a delivery happening outside, and so the doggy's barking. But anyway, Ron, I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute to start our subject for today, which is continuing from Monday, and we're talking about the Creation Lightship plan for restoring spiritual integrity. And one of the things that is involved in that is giving us teachings that connect us back to spiritual truth, instead of some of the false information that we've been indoctrinated with. One of those subjects would be teachings of separation from our divine self, specifically by telling us in various ways that we must go outside of ourselves to find spiritual truth, or to find God externally instead of connecting from within. So, Ron, over to you to talk about that.
Okay, yeah, so that's one of the big dilemmas, is that probably most people listening who have been to church have understood that they either had to go to, like, say, for instance, and I'm no expert at this, but and like, for instance, the Catholic Church, you have to go to Jesus, or actually go to probably the priest, and then from there they take your sins and absolve you from that, because you can't go direct, and they go to Jesus or Mother Mary or Aunt Mother Mary. So it's kind of like another hierarchy situation, to where you're just not spiritually good enough to connect with the divine yourself. And then through basic Christianity teachings, but my understanding is that, you know, if you don't believe in Jesus, and then, you know, the devil gets you on the other hand, so you have to choose one or the other to be saved. And so, and if you don't get saved, then you're going to be in hell for the rest of your life in this awful place, you know, and there's a lot of emotional description of what that's like. But when you look at it, how can a spirit actually go into that realm, you know? But anyway, forgetting that, it's just a bunch of hogwash. There is some truth, though, in all of this here. Maybe it's a hidden truth. And the truth is that the sins that you have that people talk about in these religions is just, you know, basically it's a medieval term, missing the mark, you know, with the bow and arrow. You made a mistake. You got separated from spiritual truth. And how did you get separated? Well, it's your knowledge. Your knowledge of thinking that you know more than the divine and that you're judging. So basically, the sins that you have are the beliefs of your ancestors passed on to you, and your body is desperately trying to release these energies from you for the ascension process. And also, if you don't have the ascension process, we'll just say we're talking about energies maybe of, say, 500 years ago, for instance. Well, ascension is not probably in that vocabulary at that time. But you do have judgments, and you have energies that are keeping you from being more in the body and connecting to the divine. So the whole thing is to clear your body out so your body can live longer. So that's the main process here. So whether you believe in ascension or not, you know, it's I believe that it's here, but kind of forgetting that, you need to be in your body to have your body live longer. So give your body that gift. So through the New Age churches, they kind of switched over, you know, from heart healings. They may talk about it on you know, a lip service thing, but they normally just get into the mind, how powerful the mind is. And, you know, if you look at all the New Age, maybe not church-related, but all the new speakers coming out, you know, they tell you how your thoughts can change your reality and change your life by thinking good thoughts. And, you know, that is true. That does happen. But the main thing is that what you want to have is the energy of your spirit with you, and use the heart energy for your healing aspect, not necessarily, you know, the problem of trying to find a parking place. And then you're manipulating the energies, which is not the way the divine was set up. The divine is set up to allow everyone free choice, and from the free choice, then you're able to connect with the divine more fully, being in the flow, and use creation energy, working with your spirit into your thoughts to do your manifestations. And so somehow the teachings now kind of leave the heart energy out of it, and that's kind of the sad part that I see, is that these energies are not talked about that much. So most of the practitioners are using mind energy to control things. So we'll just get into our topic here. Basically, one of the things that our spiritual hierarchy brought here, created by the Galactic Federation, I'll kind of describe how that works. The masters come from the light ship. They're all 100%. And the angels and all these divine beings that tend to incarnate over and over again throughout different, maybe lifetimes, through different planets. But just talking about us here, there's a whole energy system on the light ship and these beings are there continuously, and they go throughout the universe and will pick on and take different life forms to come to the, that particular consciousness of people, if you want to use that terminology, or planets, to help them at the ascension time. And so we'll just say that Archangel Michael that we know of here through scriptures can show up any way that he chooses to in that particular venue of the life forms there. So if you have a planet that we'll say has a consciousness of maybe turtles on it, and that's their life form, then he'll show up maybe as a turtle. You know, there's other life forms too, but we'll just use that as an example. So all of a sudden Archangel Michael comes to talk about the ascension process to help out the turtles for their ascension. Well, what happens here, we have what's known as our space brothers with a very, very high consciousness, much higher than ours because we know they brought us technologies here. And the technologies came, but we didn't get the spirituality with that technology. And so instead, the Federation somehow managed to make the technology into a more controlling, dominating energy system. And these beings that are helping, working with the Federation, a lot of them are soulless beings that was not created by the light. So somehow, basically, they got in bed with the dark side. So our Federation is corrupted. Remember, as above, so below. And they're just like we are. They're probably kind of muddled their way through this situation too for ascension. But remember, everybody has free choice. You know, and the free choice is how you run your life. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you're an ET out there or not. If you have a spirit inside of you, you do have free choice to change, and it's up to you to turn 100% into the light. So what they're doing is they brought us through the hierarchy, through different teachers here. A lot of the information was probably correct initially, but as it came down here. And the Federation, because it wasn't in 100% light, the message was not in 100% light, or the people who translated it was not in 100% light, so the teachings got skewed, and we have those to go by as a religious belief now. So one of those is the forced reincarnation process, although they don't use the word forced. They just indicate that here we are, we didn't do very well in the past lifetime. We're here actually to learn spiritually, and actually your spirit knows everything, so nothing for you to know spiritually except to get into your body, because your spirit then will work with the light ship and this divine energy that is who you are, will be able to do, you know, wonderful things. So that kind of is one way they sidetracked us here to put us into a different reality of illusion here, into the matrix system. And the matrix is just a bunch of thought forms that we get tangled up in. The mind trying to outsmart somebody else's mind, and then you get stuck into trying to figure out how life is here, and you get led down a path. And so the darkness mimics the light, you know, basically 100% almost, okay? And this is how we get fooled. The next thing that they did through their religious practices, and everybody can, you know, knows about worshiping idols, is that they created gods, idols of beings, or of something that we could worship outside of ourselves to give away our mental energy, our emotional energy to these energies to feed them. Although we don't see it as that, but you know, there's been a lot of sacrifices, you know, probably millions of them over the years, you know, and that's very, very sad too, especially when you you know, actually kill people, you know, like the Mayas did, where they pull their hearts out and do this worshiping. So that's another thing that they like doing. So that's praying outside of yourself or your divinity, connecting to something that you know, you think is good, but you hope it's good, but they led you astray on that. Instead of going within, they told you to go without. Next process is, you know, like I said now, most currently in the last 100 years, we'll say, with the New Age thought movement is, and you can see this in all motivated speakers, but motivational speakers, you know, the teaching of how to use your mind to bring things into your life, and that's also under the umbrella, we'll say, of, you know, sorcery, witchcraft, etc., because you're using your mind to control something for yourself, which is basically kind of against the divine will, because the divine will, or just the creation energy, doesn't judge. It doesn't care what you do, but yet here you are trying to control somebody. So that's not good either. So you want to connect with yourself so everybody can be in harmony with the divine, and it's for you not to control them. So that's another false teaching that's out there, and unfortunately, you know, the New Age Thought Movement is based on that, you know, to find, like, your new parking place or to use the law of cause and effect, you know. And anyway, it's just another sad state of affairs to connect with an energy that's not a love-based energy. Because the mind, remember, is what's trapping you here. That's the matrix. It's not created in love. It's created in order for you to manipulate and to control things. And the divine does not control anything. They allow you free choice, free will, love energy. And it's all heart-based. And mind energy does not live in your heart. So if you kind of can hear that, you understand what I'm talking about here. It's a whole different aspect of being, you know, of actually being yourself. And then they created karma. You know, the karma situation is that you basically weren't good enough in the last lifetime. That's why you're here today, to make amends, to do sacrifices. People are in your life. You know, naturally, there's tied in with that is your all your spiritual lessons, because you're not good enough. And, you know, how do you ever live here if you're not good enough, you know? Just think of all the guilt that you have because you're still here. So that's just another way that you got entrapped here. And then we have, praying to things outside of yourself, trying to, again, use mind energy to control something else through prayers, through connecting to people. So it gets to be kind of disconcerting as people attempt thinking that they're able to change someone else's consciousness. But by putting out energy into this pool of energy out there, of human race consciousness, collective consciousness, to change the life of everybody else. And so what you're doing is you're just adding more fuel to the maze, to this matrix system of mind control here. And so it doesn't really do any good, you know. Basically, you're actually doing harm, and you should just work on yourself to get connected to yourself so you can be an example as a mirror for other people. So that's the whole thing, is to do your own work and to allow yourself to be the example of who you are. So we're going to talk about, well, what do we have on Fast Chat, Sylvia? Anything there that we need to communicate?
Well, we have a good question, and it's an ascension question on the Fast Chat. And the question is, if we are all perfect in spirit, and if the idea is to experience all forms of creation, why would one want to be immortal in a physical human form?
Okay, well, the spirit is immortal, but the main thing is that you're able to take a life form. So your physical body is evolving too. So what you're doing is you're able to take your physical body to a higher consciousness. So that's the gift that you can do. You know, your body, you know, would love to have you help it out. Although, you know, in the main scheme of things, you know, like every day people die here, so, and the poor body doesn't get a chance to live, to express that it would like, you know, to live longer. Remember, if you look at your life right now, nobody probably wants to die tomorrow. So typically, the process is that you're going to have, you know, eternal life and be able to be fully conscious with this body. So you're helping the evolution of the body. And so I hope that answers the question, because your body then can live in perfect health in another dimension. Remember, this is what the masters do. You know, people talk about, for instance, Babaji, who's been here for a long, long time, and he appears, and then he disappears and appears again. So he has a body that's been ascended. And then he comes down here, and, you know, other masters, you know, do the exact same thing. And they may take another body, possibly, or they just bring in their old one, we'll say, which is very happy to be here. And I look at Saint Germain. He was here for, you know, say 300 years or so, with the same body, not aging. So what benefit was that of him to do that? Well, I'm sure the body loved doing that because it could be here longer to help people. And, you know, he was able to connect with the divine through his body because his body was this divine blueprint now. It was a spiritual physical body instead of a earth-based physical body. So maybe that is what you want to hear. So you want your body to be a spiritual physical body or an earth-based one? An earth-based one is not going to live. It has a certain lifespan to it, unless you can get rid of the densities to have it live longer. So that's, I believe, what you probably wanted to hear. So, and it's your body. Remember, your poor body, you know, just think of how much it's doing for you, man. It has to wake up every day and walk and then also have a consciousness in it. It has to kind of ward off entities that are coming to it. It has to look out for being hit by a car. Man, it's surviving down here, you know. Just think if you could have it with full consciousness of the divine walking in it, how wonderful it's going to be. So this is what I tell people. You know, how much do you love your body? This is your chance, man. You know, wake up. This is, you know, you're at the last, the last 20 yards of this long, you know, foot race. You know, are you going to help your body? You know, how much do you love it? So, you know, it's your choice. Do you wish to, you know, bring it forward so it can live in consciousness beyond what it could even dream of? Or are you just going to have it be like everyone else, you know, in the mortuaries and the graveyards with, you know, a little headstone above it saying, you know, it was born in, you know, maybe 1950 and died in, 2005 or whatever, you know. It's up to you. But this here is a gift that you can give your body. I hope that answered your question. So you're making your body into a spiritual body as opposed to an earth-based body. Over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you know, I've heard it said, just to add to that a little bit, that the masters, like you mentioned, are able to physical body in any form that they want to, depending on the need that they have at the time. And that it's just like as easy for them as it is for us just changing our clothes. So that's kind of neat to think about, too. So getting back to the theme of the false teachings and things that we have to sort through here on Earth, I'd just like to mention, you know, something that all of us, I'm sure, have gone through at times where we're trying to sort out what's true and false, and there seems to be about 1,000 or more books on spirituality. And then as far as religion goes, so many creeds and dogmas and different ideas, and then religions, you know, getting into the whole thing of fighting over who's got the right one and the right answers. And who. So let's talk a little bit about that, Ron, and as far as how to realize for yourself what's true.
Well, the only way you're going to find your own truth is first you're searching for it, and then, you know, go inside, go within. Check out, you know, what your spirit's telling you in your heart center. That's the only way you're going to really find out, you know, what truth is. And entities come to your head, so you don't want to go there. So you always just want to go to your heart center and get the information that you're striving to figure out. And that's the whole thing. Like I say, you just need one book, and the book that you need has one page, go within, and that'll give you all your answers. But you have to connect, and you have to do the work to connect to your spirit inside of you. And from there, everything else will fall into place. So that's the easiest and hardest way to actually do this, because most people don't want to go within. They don't know about their heart energy. So they may feel energies in their body, but they go, man, you know, I'm trying to get into my heart, and it's difficult to do that. And maybe they've had heart issues, so the heart is kind of closed to them. But eventually, if you keep asking your spirit for help, which is what you need to do, you know, and should be doing, is, you know, it'll eventually come through to you. So this is the whole thing, is to go within.
So
we're
going to
do some talking here, I think, about parallel lives here. Everybody has heard about them, wondering why they exist. So parallel lives is a way that keeps your spirit very busy. Remember, your spirit, in a sense, got brainwashed here because it's not, you know, it can't leave here. And, you know, it goes off at night, and where does it go to? You know, it probably goes through other parallel lifetimes. So parallel lifetimes are just a way to fragment yourself out. I'm sure some of you out there who are listening probably have actually kind of like daydreamed, and they had in front of them like a vision of another lifetime that they were in, maybe just momentarily. Maybe they happen to see through their spirit's eyes, looking out of someone else's eyes on this planet, a scenario maybe for just a brief couple seconds, and just wonder where that came from. So what happens is the dark side decided to like run our spirits ragged here by running into more lifetimes at one time. Remember, there's a lot of people on this planet. And are there a lot of spirits that were created to be there? Well, probably not. So remember, you're probably in more than one lifetime at once. And unfortunately, that sidetracks you in this lifetime because, you know, you get tired. Remember, the spirit mimics who you are. And so if you're someplace in a body, let's just say you have two lives, okay? And one of these bodies, maybe you're in a wheelchair, okay? And in this lifetime, you have bleed over because your spirit is going from that lifetime into this lifetime, back and forth continuously. Or maybe you're on the other side of the planet. We'll just, let's use that terminology. So when you're sleeping, you're awake, you know, maybe over in Australia. And, you know, you're paralyzed or something. So each time you wake up in the morning, you're a little sluggish and your legs aren't working too well because you're paralyzed in a wheelchair. But then eventually your spirit kicks in because you're not paralyzed here, but it still has residue. So we're talking about residue from past lives, okay? From parallel lives. Let me rephrase that. Residue from parallel lives. And that can also go on to past lives. But we're just talking about parallel lives right now. So what happens is it's a way to dilute yourself so you cannot regain your spiritual identity. So what we're going to do is a clearing here, and I'm going to go back, most people, I would guess, have at least probably a couple hundred to maybe thousands of parallel lifetimes that they're running right now, okay? So that may kind of like, oh, my God. So here we go. We're going to get rid of 10 of these for you. So just sit back and relax. And you may have pictures coming from that lifetime. Remember, when you do your prayers outside of yourself, maybe those prayers somehow might be connecting to that person, okay, in that other lifetime. And so you may, let's just say that you're a very lucky person in another lifetime, and maybe this person is a gambler, and somehow they're able to make money gambling. So you have that input in this lifetime as a carryover in a parallel life, and so you go out gambling. Maybe you lose because you don't have the talent of that other person. And so right away you're losing money because you just don't have it, but you think that you can win it because you do have that feeling of winning money. So this may answer some of your questions here. And it goes with other things too, okay? So let's just get rid of some of these lives. We're going to do 10 of these for you. So again, sit back and relax. Okay, so life number one, we'll just do the chakra clearing. And you're going to feel this energy leave you if you're a feeling type person. So we're going to disconnect you from that life and allow you to be more here now, okay? So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next life, number three. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Fourth life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Third life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Seventh life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Eighth life. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And ninth life. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 10th life. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, so as these are being pulled away from you, and now you're probably a little more clear, maybe we'll get something on fast chat here. So what we're going to do now is ask for the divine to come into these people that you were in their bodies and that they now get a new spirit, one only, to come into them. So let's just ask that to have happen because you can't be there. You have this life here to be responsible for. So that may answer somebody's question, what do they do with their spirit side in their body? Well, we're going to have the light ship create one and bring it to them right now so they can be whole and complete and also not be fragmented, at least with this one clearing here. So you're now, you have now have the release of energy. So any questions there on fast chat, Sylvia?
We have one question, which is our twin flame part of our parallel lives, or does our twin have their own parallel lives?
Okay, the twin flame energy is out, typically not here, and it's out experiencing life, just like you are. So is the question, Sylvia, does the twin flame energy have the same problem that we have here? God, I hope not. Does that answer the question?
I would guess that most of the twin flames are not on Earth and so are not going through the same thing.
Yes, and they're probably not in duality like we are here. So, and luckily that's your saving grace that your twin flame is able to help you here. So this is why I do a special session for that, to connect you to the twin flame energy. And you're able to then be a little more, you know, here because the other half of you is with you. But, you know, the parallel lives are definitely a big problem that we have here, too. So the more you look, the more you find, and the more you find out how the dark side has deceived us here. So it's just very sad. But the good thing is that that's why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of this stuff. But we got to somehow overcome this, so we can be much better off. So it looks like Kyle and Adriana said they feel good after the clearing here. So I hope all of you also feel a little lighter too, and you have a little more horsepower with you now because your spirit now can release that other life that it was in. So it doesn't need to be there because, you know, you're taking full responsibility now to be in your body here. Before that, it probably thought that it had to go running around the universe or more so running around the Earth here to go out and do stuff. So that's kind of a problem that we're having. So anything else, Sylvia, that we can talk about? Any other questions on Fast Chat? I'm sure there might be coming in now because we hit a whole different topic here.
Well, I'll just mention that we also have a request on the Fast Chat for activating the light being on screen for healing.
Okay, so if this is your first time on the show, that you want to just scroll down or click on Creation Light Ship, scroll down a little bit over an inch, and you will see a beautiful light being there. And if you wish to communicate with us, then just click on the BBS Fast Chat beneath the light beam. So we're going to activate her right now. And if you all would like to get a glass of water, we'll do a water charging. We're going to be doing this Saturday, too, where you're going to get enough water for a whole week. So we'll just do a sample for you. Get like a glass of water, maybe 8 ounces here. And I'll just talk for a little bit as you're running to get your water here. And she's being activated right now. And the light ship puts special divine code into the water so that it will help you purify your body more, allow your body to hold more light. And the water will almost always taste different after you have it. And the body just loves this divinely created water for you. So they put special energies into it, and it can change the taste also. So hopefully you all have your water container right now. It feels like we're about maybe another 20 seconds here. And just watch the light beam. If you haven't watched her, you can probably put your hand in front of your monitor screen and actually feel the energy from her as she's transmitting this beautiful love energy. The light ship only works in love energy, and that's heart to heart. They don't use mind energy in the light ship. It's not like the New Age teachings here to kind of, you know, sidetrack you from love energy. So I know I step on a lot of toes when I say these things, but, you know, remember you were taught a certain way, and you just kind of have to get back into spiritual identity of who you are, which is love. And the mind doesn't create love. It just is a way to attempt to tell you what love is, possibly, and also to figure out how you can get more in your life and figure things out. And it's basically a trap, because once you get into mind, then your mind can go everywhere trying to figure something out. And then you get a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you look and search, the more your mind will give you to look for. And you eventually have to stop. So here we go. This light beam's in front of you right now. So like you ought to just get your glass of water and put one hand on each side of it. And she's going to start to activate it. Remember, it goes from heart to heart. And the energy now will start to move down your arms from your heart into your wrist, into your palm chakras, out your fingers. And the water should start to be changing here. It takes about maybe a half a minute to do. And you may feel your hands pulsing. They may be getting warm. You know, everybody has their own particular sensations here. So is doing her work, and just kind of look at the figure too on your screen, this beautiful light beam, as she transmits this white light energy into you from her eyes, and the whole picture is energized. There we go. So she says she's about done now, so if you like, just take a sip of your water or drink all of it and just see how it tastes. And I'll have some of mine right now. Mine always, almost all the time, is very, very smooth, very juicy. It goes down instantly. So, how's your water doing, Sylvia?
It's very silky and a little thicker than it was before. It just really, really goes down so nicely.
Yeah, my tongue's kind of swelling up a little bit here from the water, so it's quite interesting.
And I'll mention we have some more requests on the fast chat. We have a request for an entity clearing and to drop down into our heart centers.
Okay, that's very good. So we do this, we try to do it at every show, but the shows really are kind of short. Anyway, and that's we're giving you a lot of information here, and hopefully you'll connect and do the at least the hour sessions on Monday and Friday for $20 so that, you know, you can get a lot more of this beautiful energy here and have the light beings do healing with you here. So here we go. We're clearing away entities now. So like I've always said in every show, entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And those we're dealing with right now. There's also other things that attach to us that are from off-planet that are here. And they can also cause us havoc, too. And those I release on special sessions. So I don't know if you're interested in hearing about that or not. I try to keep it very simplistic here. So I don't want to go overstepping my bounds with what's out there. So what I can say is what you probably have seen on the sci-fi channels is probably real. Let's put it that way. So here we go. We're cleaning these energies away from us. And here we go. We're going to bring more of you into your body. So, and again, you have to release the entities and then also call your spirit fragments back to you. Remember, the light only works in the now. Now, 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 continuously. And each time you have a pain or trauma in your body, when your spirit looks out of your eyes, that's a new now. And if it's too harmful to it, not in love energy, let's put it that way, anything that's not love, it leaves because it doesn't want to have that experience. You know, much like you, not wanting to live around people with really low, bad vibrations, okay? So you normally pick your friends who are kind of in the same vibrational setting that you are, okay? And you're all going through the same scenario to help your body heal, and by hearing information from everybody else around you. This is why so many people come on these lightship shows and have their healings. All of a sudden they go, gee, you know, my friends say that I've changed, and or they kind of like drop out of my life because I'm not resonating with them any longer. They don't want to hear about all my aches and pains, or I don't want to hear about theirs, or their situations of maybe a bad relationship, etc. You know, once you have these clearings, you're out of that. And then you can start working more on yourself with your love energy. So, here comes your spirit. So just sit back. Your spirit will come in the way it needs to. And I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more entity clearing. There we go. And remember, entities can talk to you too. That's not good. And a lot of people think entities are their spirit guides. And they can give you good information too. But typically it's not you. This is why you want to go within to get your own divine information. Here we go, doing some more clearing and having your spirit get cleansed here. Okay, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And doing some more releasing here. Getting these entities out of you. And a lot of times when they leave you, you're going to feel your body get a little more relaxed. You might find physical traits that you do, mannerisms, etc., won't be with you any longer. So here we go. More views coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, wonderful. So we're going to do a dropping down now into your heart center. So if you want to visualize your consciousness, which we kind of, you know, generally say it's in our head. So just picture like your forehead being the 10th floor and your heart is the first, like an elevator dropping down. So here we go, dropping down your consciousness. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. Great. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. So I'll just put some music on just briefly here so you can kind of just sit back and relax. Communicate with your spirit. Ask for guidance and support. And stay in your heart center. we're going to now bring in some more energy for you here. Do another entity release to get you a little more in your bodies here. So here we go. And bringing more of your spirit back to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And doing some more releasing here of entities. And again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel a little more heart-centered. So we're going to bring in some of the beautiful master energies from the light ship here. And we're going to bring in, I guess the first one here is Saint Germain, and we'll just get them really pumped up here for everybody. Because Troika will be coming on after us here, so Troika Saint Germain, so we'll bring in the energy here so you can experience wonderful Saint Germain. And here he comes, so just sit back and relax. Like we said, nothing for you to do, just show up and open your heart. You're already in your heart center. So here he comes, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just sit back and relax, and I'll put some music on here and enjoy wonderful Saint Germain. Connect, you know, in your heart center and, you know, ask for guidance and healing. Another divine being here. We'll bring in Archangel Michael. So here he comes. So again, just sit back and relax, and he'll connect with you in your heart center. Remember, they don't work with the mind, just your heart. So stay down in your heart center now. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. in another divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. She's very popular, too, with all of you, I'm sure. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And ask for guidance and healing from your heart center. Of the divine energies. We do this on our conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays, and we're doing this special event this coming Saturday, and it's $60 for this Saturday for a four-hour light shift conference call. We do water charging. You have 7 gallons of water that they charge, and 1 gallon is used each day. So it starts my time, Pacific Standard Time, at 1 o'clock. If you're interested, just give me an email or a telephone call, and I can give you the conference line number, and you can just send me a check in the mail. So it's been a very nice evening here, and I want to thank our friends in Canada there, Sylvia and Rob and the family, for going overboard, and they're making some special flyers for me to send out, distributing information about the creation light ship and for healing. So just the blessings to you. I really appreciate that. And it'll be nice for the people in Toronto, Canada to have that. So, and anything else we need to talk about, Sylvia? But I will say our one-hour conference calls are only $20 Mondays and Fridays, too. So,
yeah, I'll just mention briefly some of the things that the creation light ship is doing to restore spiritual integrity, other than these healings and the teachings. Also, I just wanted to mention that they are bringing more and more light percentage to us. When they first came, it was about 20%, and now it's in the upper 30 percentile. They've created a new healing ship, a new light ship, just for the healing of the earth spirit. So there's some wonderful things happening on a positive note to bring us more light. And I wanted to invite everyone to be with us on Friday night. We're going to talk about a very interesting subject about oneness versus wholeness. And a lot of you have probably read theories of oneness and have wondered about how that all works. So we're going to get into that. And on Saturday, we're going to talk about resonating with your divine spirit and going to the creation light ship to feel our own spirit connection even stronger. So look forward to being with you on those nights. And until then, I'll sign off and just say much love to all of you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and the same here, and we'll bring in Saint Germain right now. So I'll be doing this as I sign off here. So I'll just sit back and relax, and here comes Saint Germain into everybody's living room at a really high potency level. So here he's coming in to help you with your healings tonight, so we'll see you later. So, blessings to all of you.